AP News, I'm Paya Punchwani. AP's Charles de la Desma reports oil prices spiked near $120 a barrel as the Iran war disrupts production and shipping in the Middle East.
The leading index in Germany, the DAX, slumped by more than 2.5% to 22,927 points in the opening minutes early Monday. It briefly reached its lowest level since May 2025, but has somewhat rebounded. Tim Exner, capital markets expert at Storbing AG, tells the AP, investors' fears of a major crash remain. The longer the war continues, the greater the concerns about inflation and growth will naturally become, especially as long as oil prices remain high. Oil prices have risen by around 50% since the outbreak of the war, he says. Crude prices fell back Monday after the Financial Times reported the members of the G7 industrial nations were considering releasing some oil reserves to ease pressure on supplies. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Speaking with reporters Saturday, President Trump was asked if the U.S. was responsible for the bombing of a school in Iran.
No, in my opinion, based on what I've seen, that was done by Iran.
Is that true, Mr. Hegseth? It was Iran who did that?
We're certainly investigating.
Still investigating.
But the only side that targets civilians is Iran.
We think it was done by Iran. They're very inaccurate, as you know, with their munitions.
British Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper says the UK and US remain strong allies, but there will be times when they have different views on issues.
There are many areas where our security partnership remains incredibly strong, and I have seen myself the close intelligence cooperation, the close military cooperation, but there will also be areas where we disagree. So, for example, we have disagreed on Greenland. We disagreed on the initial strikes that took place.
This is AP News. An AP source says the Justice Department has reached a settlement in an antitrust suit against Ticketmaster and parent company Live Nation. AP's Sagar Magani.
The suit Attorney General Merrick Garland announced nearly 2 years ago accused Live Nation of running an illegal monopoly over live events in America by using threats and other tactics to suffocate competition.
It is time to break it up.
The settlement, confirmed by a person familiar with the matter, comes as the two sides face trial over whether to dismantle the monopoly. Ticketmaster and Live Nation have a long history of clashing with major artists and fans, but insist performers and their teams set prices and decide how tickets are sold. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Country Joe McDonald, a hippie rock star of the 1960s, died Sunday. He was 84. He performed with his band Country Joe and the Fish. I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.